It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I do enjoy visiting farms so much. We enjoyed being out there in the cotton fields and the peanut fields of Arkansas the other day. Yeah, they were bringing in peanuts there. Becoming a little more widespread in production in Arkansas. Visiting with a grower down there, I heard one thing I'm hearing often these days about how you producers in agriculture are trying to find more efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. Well, the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they are trying to help you by extending the life of your equipment and helping you avoid costly breakdowns with products like Mystic JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, Mystic JT6 Grease, Mystic JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid, the Mystic Legendary Family of Lubes. All put together, it's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. The two very wealthy men in the election for governor of Illinois apparently have some secrets they want to keep. The Chicago Tribune reports that both incumbent Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and his Democratic challenger J.B. Pritzker have released vague and incomplete information about their wealth. According to the newspaper, both men have declined to provide their entire federal and state income tax returns, and both have investments in what the paper calls opaque offshore tax havens, holdings that are more extensive than previously thought. From This Week in Agribusiness, today's crop report coming out at 11 o'clock Central Time will be interesting, but now one thing to keep in mind is that it won't account for field losses that may be occurring from the continued poor harvest weather, the rain, the wind, the snow, the weather that's been occurring over a large area of the heartland here. And while those losses of crops out in the field are not substantial in most years, this 2018 harvest may be a different story. Those social media photos of sprouting soybeans and downed corn stalks and disease-colored corn ears are getting more and more attention. Those scooters that some folks like to ride around the streets of small towns are finding their way to places they shouldn't be. An Indianapolis television reporter tweeted the other morning she saw three people riding scooters at 3 a.m. on Interstate 65 near the Hoosier capital city. They were going southbound on the northbound side. A United States Postal Service manager allegedly stole $630,000 in stamps from a post office, sold them online, and used the proceeds to fund large casino expenses. The feds filed charges yesterday. This was in Louisiana for the alleged crime. It's being called one of the largest internal postal thefts by a Postal Service employee in the history of the Postal Service. Now, don't you think they would have noticed $630,000 worth of stamps before it became $630,000? We wonder if the accused will learn the message Elvis delivered all of those years ago. You better not mess with the U.S. mail, my friend. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.